From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi troops have been moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby-trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city they hold in Iraq. Afghan authorities say at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in clashes between U.S.-backed government forces and the Taliban in northern Kunduz province. U.S. military confirms that two of the soldiers also were killed in the fighting. In U.S. presidential politics, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump held simultaneous dueling campaigns on Thursday, in the state of North Carolina. Clinton said Trump is unfit to be president.
If Donald Trump were to win this election, we would have a commander-in-chief who is completely out of his depth and whose ideas are incredibly dangerous.
Trump went after Clinton over allegations she illegally used her influence when she was Secretary of State and made use of a private computer system.
These are sad events for our country. A high-ranking government official has been caught selling her public office, threatening national security, and engaging in a massive criminal cover-up.
Latest polling, the New York Times CBS News poll, giving Clinton a 45-42% lead, and the Washington Post ABC poll giving her a 47-45 lead. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration reporting that at least 240 migrants, most of them from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. IOM says 29 survivors, including women, children, and several babies, were brought to Lampedusa, Italy, by the Italian Coast Guard. Lisa Schlein reports now from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Veriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered.
It is a really, really big worry because we are seeing these unprecedented numbers of people dying.
Veriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants by telling them Europe is going to turn over the rescue mission to the Libyan and Tunisian coast guards, and now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Soon Kim, a veteran U.S. diplomat with considerable experience facing the North Koreans, has been sworn in as the new U.S. ambassador to the Philippines. At the swearing-in ceremony, Secretary of State John Kerry said he would like to visit the Philippines again before he leaves his post. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has not only spurned Washington, but he launched obscenity-laced insults of President Obama and the departing ambassador from the U.S. to the Philippines, Philip Goldberg. Britain's High Court has ruled the government must get parliamentary approval before it can begin the legal process to exit from the European Union, commonly known as Brexit. Trade Minister Liam Fox said the government would have to wait for an appeal to the Supreme Court before Britain can begin the withdrawal process.
Mr. Speaker, the government is disappointed by the court's judgment. The country voted to leave the European Union in a referendum approved by Act of Parliament. The government is determined to respect the result of the referendum.
High Court ruling dealt a major blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to exit from the EU. Prime Minister said that she would begin exit negotiations with the EU by March 31st by relying on the royal prerogative, a power that allows the government to withdraw from international treaties without parliamentary approval. Once opening negotiations, Britain would have 2 years to define what relationship it will have with the European Union after it leaves the organization. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.